It's getting towards the end of October. That means it's not far from the end of the year. And if you got things you need to have done as far as some legal work is concerned, it's time to get it done. Bridget Finke joins us, and Bridget, our resident attorney, on all matters having to do with estate plans and evaluations and things like that with Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. And do we still have a lot of time before the end of the year to get it done with some of the things that need to get done?
We're really starting to get to that point where if you have some intentions about getting some gifting done this year, if you are thinking about maybe getting an entity put together, and, you know, everybody loves to do that effective the first day of January because that mm-hmm. works so nicely with the tax side of things. You really don't think you can make it through deer season and make it through Thanksgiving, and then we'll get around to starting to talk about that, because those things always take a little more time than you think mm-hmm. they do, number one, just to finalize sure. the decisions. And then a lot of times we've got other people involved in those conversations, and they all get busy and have a lot on their plate.
Now, you mentioned entity. That's mm-hmm. a pretty general term, but for our farmer friends, what do you mean specifically by putting an entity together, and how many areas does that cover?
Mm-hmm. So when I say entity, most often I'm talking about LLCs or limited liability companies. Mm-hmm. We do still occasionally put together corporations, and whether those are S corporations or C corporations. But in today's world, mostly I'm talking about LLCs, and people have different reasons for wanting to do that. Often when we talk transition purposes, it's a great way to do a slow transition of the farm, because if you're farming as Bob Bosol, individual farmer, sole proprietor right now, and now you have a child you want to get involved in the business, rather than thinking about, well, I'm going to give away these 5 cows this year and those 5 cows next year, that's a whole lot simpler to sort of dump all the business assets into one pot and then just give a slice of the overall pot.
Now, you're being an attorney, of course, you know the legal ramifications. But you've got to get other people involved here as far as figuring out the numbers and things like that, don't you? And that means getting on somebody's schedule who's probably already busy.
Absolutely. You know, often these kind of year-end planning things that we do might involve getting a banker involved. Often involves getting an accountant involved to make sure we're picking the right entity, choosing the right taxation. But the bigger bugaboo we start to hit this time of year is a lot of times we need to assign values to things. And unfortunately, in many cases, we can't just say, land in the area is going for $3,500 an acre. You know, a lot of these things are getting filed with the IRS. You need support for those numbers. So you're getting appraisers involved who are busy, and sometimes we're moving real estate around. We might need some surveying done, and they're getting busy as well as the weather starts to count against us.
As we look at that, you say, well, land around here is going for $3,500 an acre, but you have to get down to more minute details than that, don't you, as far as just, that's a number we'll assign it. You have to be more specific, don't you? And know the quality of the land, the quality of the soil, the slope, and all kinds of things.
Absolutely. And that's why I really like getting, appraisers who really specialize in ag, really understand those differences. Because, I mean, I got to say, growing up, over in the Edgar area, the land from farm to farm varies a whole lot less than we start getting out here in northwest Wisconsin and in Bluff Country and things like that. You know, 140 to the next can be mm-hmm. very, very different in what
top
kind
of the bluffs versus the valleys. That's a lot different.
Absolutely. So it's not quite as simple as, the guy across the road sold for this much. That's probably what mm-hmm. mine's worth. Yeah, there's a little more detail in that, and that takes a little more time.
And you were telling me, too, in this age of specialization, there are a lot of those appraisers around that are really experts in agriculture. You know, you've got somebody can appraise a business or a car dealership or something like that, mm-hmm. but to appraise a farm, that's pretty specialized.
It is, and certainly, too, even someone who knows ag, it's a whole different deal to go and appraise, the 1,500 cow dairy and facilities than it is the kind of farm I grew up on of, you know, a 40-cow barn. And so that varies a lot. And, I mean, I think we're seeing that a lot, and I'm hearing that from a lot of my clients, too, that, hey, all the professionals are retiring. And there's not, you know, I think we're really starting now to feel that, you know, baby boomer easing out of the market and not having people with qualification and experience coming in behind. So I laugh early in my career, you know, sometimes clients would be, boy, you look pretty young. And now I get a lot of, oh, it's great that you're young. You'll be around here. So I like it. It's like I'm getting younger as I get older. So
well,
it's working for me.
I can see that. But as far as the appraiser's job, and again, I want to point this out so people don't delay getting started on these things, but they've got to be qualified. They've got to be trained. It's just not anybody that, well, Joe Blow knows farming. He can tell us what this is worth. You got to be certified, licensed, and everything.
You do. And, two, you know, again, it all depends on where these valuations are going. But, you know, oftentimes if you got the IRS knocking and wanting to audit your values, what you want is a good, solid appraisal with good backing and good licensure, not, well, we just decided among us what that number is.
So where do we start? Contacting you to put one of these entities together. Contact you, contact the banker, contact an appraiser, or all at once? Is there a lead person like yourself that can do this?
You usually, so most farm families, right, they do have kind of a professional team, and usually, you know, somebody's got to take the lead, and sometimes that's the accountant, sometimes that's me as the attorney, and a lot of times, too, we end up having some sort of group meeting just so everybody can get their two cents in, whether that's live and in color or whether it's over the phone, just that we can all kind of strategize and decide on the path, because it's really kind of two phases of this. It's, you know, what are we really doing and does that make sense? And then number two, putting that play into action. And both of those things take some time.
And we talked about an entity, which is a, you know, a bigger deal than, say, just gifting every year. But what are the legal ceilings, I guess, for gifting now that you want to get done by the end of the year as far as value or commodities and things like that?
Yeah. So the magic number that you don't need to report to Uncle Sam is $15,000 per person. So dad could give $15,000 of assets to farm child. Mom could get $15,000 of assets to
the
farm
same
child.
Mm-hmm,
to the same child. So it's based on the one making the gift. And then if you want to include their spouse in it, you get that $15,000 again. So that's what you don't need to report to Uncle Sam. But we still have to come up. That's easy if you're just writing a check.
Yeah, right.
Which is not often the case when it comes to farm assets,
no,
right?
No, I was just thinking if you were going to give the kid a pickup truck, and it's only, you know, you bought it for $40,000, $50,000, only a couple years old, and you say it's $15,000, that doesn't work, does it?
It does not. And then, you know, think about if you do have that, you know, family farm corporation, so you want to give some stock in the corporation, or you've got that LLC, you want to give that membership interest, we got to come up with a value for the entity. And typically how we go about doing that? Valuing all the assets inside of there. So now we're back to getting that appraiser in to appraise the land, getting someone in to evaluate how much is the machinery worth, all of those things, and that stuff all takes time.
And if you want to get it done by the end of the year, you might already be too late.
You know, it's still, we're sitting here still in October. I think it's still doable, but the further you get to the end of the year, the tougher it's going to be to put it all together.
All right. So if you want to have that explained in even more detail, get a hold of Bridget at Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. The phone number is 715-688-4045,
or check us out on wisconsinfarmlaw.com.
That part of it is simple. From there on, it takes a little more work, and Bridget can handle that for you. Bridget Finke with us once again, our resident expert attorney from Valley Crossing Law in Baldwin.